more morning, anytime. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Again, we're dealing with much less as far as, road conditions as we did this time yesterday. So that's a good thing.
Always a good thing.
Always a good thing. I was telling Karen yesterday, it was so weird, like in the afternoon, my wife Karen, there was snow on the ground and it kind of felt like winter. Wasn't very warm, but yet that sun made it feel like spring. It was just a confusing kind of day.
Yeah.
You know?
I watched on Instagram, YG Wave is an interesting follow on Instagram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They had a bunch of shots from people on the roads yesterday and the mayhem.
Yeah.
And then I thought to myself, nowadays, you can't just go to any police department to report an accident.
Right.
No, there's collision centers.
You have to go to the collision center. I can't imagine the lineups at the collision center yesterday.
My husband and I were talking about this yesterday, too. He said, did you get any numbers on how many accidents? Usually, the next morning, we
right.
do.
Yeah.
There hasn't been anything reported, but I am sure there were so many accidents.
I was today years old before I knew there was collision centers.
I had to run into that lady in the parking lot to find out.
It was research.
Where
right?
are the collision centers? Just all over?
There's one on the west end.
Yeah.
I don't know where the other one is.
Huh. Okay.
But yes, they are collision centers.
Got it. We did find out that the average vacuum lasts about 10 years. And then we got more people texting about the Rainbow vacuum that's awesome. I wonder if that's what my son and daughter-in-law have.
Ooh, really?
It's
but it's a new one. It's water-based. Like she uses it on the hardwood floor and it just kind of like washes
and
vacuums at the same time. Yeah,
okay.
It's like a vacuum squeegee. It kind of works like, right?
Is it, they're shaped like a shop vac.
No.
No? Is it like, here is a stick?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe Rainbow makes sticks too, but the ones I saw in the image search were shop vac shaped.
Jack loves her vacuum. It's very satisfying, is it not? Like when you use it or no?
I hate vacuuming.
Oh, I thought you were a vacuum person.
No, I'm not a vacuum. No, my son is. My one-year-old son follows the vacuum around the house. But it's definitely my husband, Bobby, that does vacuuming.
Kind of like a dog.
Entirely like a dog.
I love vacuuming.
Oh,
yeah.
The war against the hair at our house.
Yeah.
That's what killed the Dyson.
Right.
And I don't think it was the dog's hair. I think it was my wife's hair.
Yeah.
If you have a couple ladies in your house with longer hair and they shed, it gets wrapped around the brush, and eventually you have to take it out and cut the hair out, and then the Dyson said no more.
Okay,
fair enough.
Diane just said last night on the news 161 accidents.
Oof, ouchie.
All right, there's also a collision center near you at the radio station, so okay,
good to know.
I don't want to find out.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you the process. You go in there, it's all digital.
Yeah.
There's like, first they take pictures of your vehicle.
Right.
And then you go around and park.
Yeah.
You go and start your report. And there's like, you have to do art, like clip art on it. It's a process.
Okay.
It was way easier going to the police department.
All right.
But I understand the burden on the police departments.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Okay, we're just randomly sitting here minding our own business, and Matt, he asks these random questions all the time, and yet you asked one to Jack, and it was interesting. You said,
do you eat your burger and fries like this? Fries, fries, burger, fries, burger, burger, fries, finished burger, finished fries, or are you finished fries, finished burger?
And I am one at a time. I usually go for my burger first, because that's what I'm most excited about, and then finish off with all my fries.
So you don't put the burger down and be like, oh, okay, a little salty fry here with some ketchup, and then go back to the burger.
No.
What's wrong with you?
You know what? I'll give you credit to this. You're right. There is something wrong with me when it comes to that. Same with eating dinner. I'll eat one thing at a time.
I was going to say, expand this to,
yes, it's not just burger and fries.
You
have
typically,
a plate of dinner.
You'll typically do one item at a time.
Yeah.
Right?
Do you mind your food touching?
I would prefer not.
Oh, you're one of those people.
I am jealous of my kids' plates that do have the separator.
Oh, no. There's nothing better than mixing and matching flavors at times. Some stuff is intended to eat, separately. On its own, I get that.
Uh-huh.
But enjoying different flavors at different times, that's how it's all about.
See, I must be weird too, but I'm definitely one and then the other. And sometimes I think it's typically the fries first. Oh, no, maybe not. But
what's wrong with this
but
world?
I'm definitely one. I'm not mixing and matching for sure.
No.
And same thing with other, if I got a plate of food, last night it was spaghetti and Caesar salad. I will typically like have the Caesar salad and then have the spaghetti. Like, yeah, I'm not.
You can't do bite then bite then bite.
Yes, you can.
No.
Oh, and it's supper. Sorry, not dinner. But this is wild to me. This is like you want like you mix and match the flavors. That's the beauty of dinner is you get one flavor, then another flavor, and then you can pick and choose when you want it. I don't know. I mean, I'll eat a plate of fries on its own.
Right.
No problem.
Who would it?
You gotta mix the flavors. And there's you guys are seems like the normal ones.
780-421-1039. Are you a mixer and matcher, or are you somebody that does one thing first, then the other?
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Okay, and we're talking this morning about how you eat your food. Do you eat a little bit of this, a little bit of that, back and forth. Are you somebody that just concentrates on one thing till it's done, then moves on to the other?
Danielle texts in and says, one thing at a time, and I save my favorite part of the meal for last.
Okay. But then you're least hungry with that last thing, and you don't like it as much.
You do bring up a good point, and sometimes it's cold.
Because you did say you like the burger first, so you went for it first, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I usually, whatever I like for, I don't know, I'm like Danielle, though, sometimes I'll want to wait, but then, it ends up cold, or you don't end up as hungry, and it just isn't as great.
Interesting. All right.
This text says, Matt, I'm with you, I need to mix it up. I need all things to flavor each other. I have a daughter who won't let her food touch, and she will eat one thing on her plate at a time. I never taught her that way to eat.
Oh. So embarrassed.
I like this one from Janice. I'm definitely Team Matt. Proud of you, Janice. Jack, does each food item have to be on a different plate too? Now remember, people, this is also the girl that doesn't like to eat in front of others.
That is true. That is my worst nightmare.
if you're in a public space and Jack's there, and say like you can observe from a distance
yes.
while she's eating,
yes,
watch
Jack
this thing. It is the most dainty process you'll ever
see. I've known you guys for over a decade and I still hate eating in front of you.
And just like, it's like, gotta look like a lady. Dip, dip, dip. It's like, come on, just eat.
Yeah. Yeah, how does she eat when she's at home alone? That's
the
question.
Still, like, there's a
truthfully,
canvas.
I can't. No, I can't be messy. Like, I've never really dug into something. There's trauma there for sure.
I hope in your next therapy session you bring a plate of wings. She makes you eat it in front of her.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah, they won't be cheap seats. They'll be great seats for Luke Bryan tonight at 7:15. Your chance to win them with Quick Draw. So that's coming up in about 25 minutes right here on Kissin' Country with Chris, Jack, and Matt. It's 6:51.
Good morning.
We're talking about food and how you ingest it. You know, I don't know. It's just the best way of putting it.
The way you eat it, the method of eating, is it one thing at a time or mixing it all up?
All right, you got a text?
Yeah, this person says, I have to mix it all up. Those flavors, there's nothing like them.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you just appreciate just the one flavor?
Of course. Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm mixing every bite. Sometimes I don't mix.
Okay.
And I enjoy that bite. But you're missing out of a combo of flavors that you literally will never get.
What if it's bad?
It's never bad. Sometimes it's strange, and you stray away from that. But then you live and you learn.
It's never.
Bad, just strange.
You people.
I'll remember that.
That won't have their food touch are the worst.
Just wait. Listen to this. Kissing. Good morning.
Morning, gang. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. I got a wacky one. It's not myself. It's one of my dad's friends back in the day.
Yeah.
Team Jack on steroids. He ate. We would all just go crazy just watching him. He not only ate one thing at a time, he had to decide when he was done his item number one whether he wanted more, because he wouldn't even go back and get more of that item. Like when he was done number one, that was it, and number two and number three, he didn't have seconds. He just ate seconds and thirds if he wanted more of item number one. It was so crazy to watch.
Okay. So for example, he had vegetables, rice, and chicken on his plate. And he started with the rice, and he's like, well, if I want more rice, I gotta eat the rice now before I start with the vegetables and chicken.
Correct. So he would go up to the stove and get more rice or whatever, and have some more rice before he even started on his chicken or whatever. And this guy, you think he was like you and I, Matt, but he wasn't. He was thin as a rail. So I'm not sure how the biology of it all worked.
But it seemed to be working for him.
First off, I'm not fat.
I didn't say that. It rhymes with Matt. That's all.
Oh, yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Okay, so Luke Bryan is allergic to
bass.
Fish, like bass fish.
Like hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Yeah.
He's not fishing bass. To the point where if it gets into the boat,
right,
he has to like step away. He can't even take the hook out of it. He can't do anything because he just blows up. His eyes turn bright red.
Yeah. Really?
Hunting, this fishing, and stuffed up every day.
This is a classic wife move. I'm allergic to that fish. Take it off my hook. Come on, Luke. We all have our stuff, man.
Okay, but he still does it.
He does it anyways.
All right. So that leads to our question. What are you allergic to, but you still do or deal with? There's an elephant in the room as I stare over at Matt with a Kleenex in his nose.
I have not blown my nose once this morning. Thank you very much.
No, you did. Trust me.
But
Jack,
you're a heavy
here.
Breather. We can hear it because you're stuffed up.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, and why is that, Matt?
No, I just have massive lungs. I'm not stuffed up. I can breathe through my nose.
Okay.
I did start dating my wife, and I didn't really tell her that I was allergic to both cats and dogs that aren't my cat and dog.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So when we first started dating, I'd go over there, and she's like, how's things? I'm like, it's hard to be attractive and blow your nose all the time, as you guys know.
Right.
But I eventually adapted to my animals.
Sure you did.
But so it just gets in my lungs now, and I have to take an inhaler every couple of days.
Right. But anyway.
But hey, I love them.
You hack it out every morning.
Yeah.
Thanks. So Jack nags me all the time. There's like these backhanded compliments. Yeah, boy, you're so good at toughing it out with your disgusting life.
I mean, you said it.
Okay. What about you? Is there anything?
I'm actually not allergic to anything.
No.
That I found. Yeah.
Right.
Wasn't it the worst when you were a kid and you went over to your friend's house and they were one of those kids that was allergic to everything? Oh.
I was always jealous. It's always what you don't have, right?
Oh, like, really?
I wanted to have glasses and allergies. Because it seemed like everyone else did.
I was allergic to a few things, but I always be like, this kid can only eat rice cake and peanut butter?
Right.
God, what a nerd.
And peanut butter.
Are you allergic to anything, Chris?
I don't think so. No. No, I don't think so. So, yeah,
Every 36 years, he's got to change careers.
Yeah, it's coming.
780-421-1039. What are you allergic to, but you just do anyway? What was your sister? Pineapple juice?
Mm.
Or pineapple?
Yeah, she'd eat pineapples. And then later in life, she developed an allergy. And she said after, you know, two or three pieces of pineapple, she'd get this, like, fuzzy feeling in her mouth.
Right.
So she still does it to this day, but she knows, like, that's her limit. Stay within it.
Girl loves a pina colada.
Yeah, right?
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
What are you allergic to, like Luke Bryan, with his allergy to bass, even though he continues to bass fish? But he's got to stay away from him as soon as he catches him.
That's right. Someone else has to take that hook out.
Yeah, okay.
This text says, my husband is very allergic to hay and horses. Wouldn't you know, he married a horse girl. He lives on allergy pills now around the barn and toughs it out to spend time with me.
Right.
Not only do you have allergies, the horse girl part's probably scarier.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He's like, I'm fine. Shelly says, my brother, very allergic to fish when they come out of the water with all the slime on them. Once they're clean, he's fine. He can eat it.
Okay.
I would test that.
Is that? Yeah, convenient.
Because nobody likes taking the hook out of a fish and like handling slimy old jackfish.
Allergic to the slime. Mm-hmm.
Paula says, we had cats for about 15 years. Allergy meds every day were needed. Now we have our puppy, Rose. And yes, I'm allergic, but I don't care. She's way too wonderful. So I just make sure that I wash my hands after and I touch her before I touch my face.
Okay.
Smart.
Until you forget.
Ooh. How about this? Somebody said, I'm allergic to peanuts, but I still eat peanut butter.
Wow.
Must be a
minor. I like that feeling of my throat slamming shut.
But I do get that. I can't imagine life without peanut butter.
No.
Have you ever
kidding.
Tried natural peanut butter, Chris?
Yes.
And?
I don't
hate
know.
It.
I don't.
You want this thing? You want the stuff?
Give me that thick stuff.
Yeah. It's way too much work.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
All right, quick draw with Brian and Nicole this morning. And, the concert's coming very quick. And one of you is going to Luke Bryan tonight. How do you feel about that, guys?
Awesome. That's exciting.
That is exciting.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a great show. Okay, so once again, it's a best of five. First one of three is going to win. Blurt out your answers and we'll have some fun. Are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. Name something you cook on a campfire that starts with the letter S.
Sausage.
More.
Sausage.
That was sausage. Ryan, you're in.
Okay. Question number two. Name something you use for fishing that starts with the letter J.
Jake.
Oof. I think it was a tie.
No, it was him.
It was him.
Easy now.
Chris?
It was for sure.
But, okay, let's do it.
There's got to be a delay, because I said s'mores, and I don't even think you heard it. I said...
No, we heard it.
We heard it.
Yeah, but it was... it was just after him. Yeah. I like this, though. They're feisty this morning.
Yes.
Feisty.
It's Luke Bryan tickets, right, Nicole?
Yes.
Okay, you know what? More often than not, people come back from O2s here. So don't worry.
You got this.
Don't worry about it. You got them right where you want them, okay?
Okay.
All right. Something you find in your home office that starts with a letter B.
Book.
See?
Nicole, good job.
There you go. No delay there. Okay. Something you put on your cracker that starts with a letter C.
Cheese.
It was Ryan.
Ryan, yeah. You got this.
Just before. That was a battle. That really was. Ryan, you're going to Luke Bryan. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Nicole. But have a good day, all right?
You too.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Kissin' Love Court.
We got this text, guys. It says, good morning. I don't know if this is a red flag or not, but I am getting the major ick from the guy I'm dating, and I need your help. Whenever we go out to eat, he refuses to let me ever get anything from his plate. I'll offer a bite from mine. I'll take one, and he'll willingly take it, but I'll offer it, rather, and he'll take it, but he never reciprocates. I ask, and he's like, it's my plate, and I'm really enjoying it. Now, when he cooks for me or I cook for him, it's the exact same thing. Other than this, I really like him. But does it ever bother me that he won't share, just like a toddler? What do you guys think?
That's interesting.
Quit making mountains out of molehills.
Yeah.
Quit making this a big deal. The man wants to enjoy the food that's in front of him. He doesn't want to share with anybody. That's at our core. That's his lizard brain. Like, this is my food. Just let him have his lizard brain. You have a plate of food in front of you. Order what you want. Go up on your merry
way. How does it work in your relationship, Matt, with your wife?
My wife orders for me.
Yeah.
Just like a toddler.
You know when you see those movies, like, she'll get the lobster and I'll get the steak?
Yeah.
It's my wife does that. Yeah. I just sit there politely. Nod.
Are you allowed to take
suggest?
From her? Well, that too. Are you allowed to suggest and are you allowed to take from her plate?
Yes. Sometimes I don't want to share, but I bite my tongue and I'm like, here you go. Because she always offers. And she's big on trying lots of stuff. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we go to a restaurant and I'm like, I don't want to do this. I just want my plate. But I do it for her.
Oh, that's love.
Well, I'm brutal. My wife says, there's something wrong with you because I always want whatever somebody else has on their plate.
Grass is always greener.
And I'm always grabbing, right? And she says, I'll give you some, but just wait. But I just... That's all I can do is just... So I can't imagine this. This would be very, very difficult for me.
Well, when somebody goes for food on Chris's plate, they're going to lose a finger.
Normally.
I think as you call it, the lizard brain is a red flag.
No.
If he's like, mine, that's going to translate, I think, into other areas of your life.
Okay. Well, we just know what we know. We don't. It sounds like he's good otherwise.
Yeah.
But that being said, if I have something so good and my kids want a bite, it takes everything in me to give them it.
That's how I know I love my kids.
So you've got a little lizard in you.
I do.
It's lizard brain stuff, man. This is the one we pulled, crawled
it's
out of the pool,
so
man.
It's just so good.
Yeah.
780-421-1039. Kiss and Love Court. Should she be, should she be aware? Should she see a red flag here?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to share.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Yeah. He won't share his food ever with her. They're dating. And she's like, is this a red flag? What's going on?
And this text keeps coming up over and over and over again.
Joey doesn't share food!
No, Joey doesn't share food.
Joey doesn't share food!
Joey doesn't share food.
No, he does not. That's from Friends. Lots of people quoting that, without a doubt.
Uh-huh.
This one says, you never know what his past is. Maybe growing up, they didn't have enough food, or he always had to share. So there could be some more serious reasons as to why he's that way.
Okay.
This text says, it's disgusting to eat off the other's plates. Same as eating someone else's leftovers. Yuck.
You never do this, Chris, but maybe the one or two times you've cleared the table for you and your family.
Right.
Do you ever, grab a bite off a kid's plate?
Good question.
No.
Because he's never cleared the table.
Oh, you set him up for that.
We all take care of our own dishes, okay?
He is not denying it.
Here's Taylor Swift, Kissin' Country 103.9.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Talking about Kissin' Love Court this morning, again, you can reach out anytime if you've got a problem you'd like for us to help you with. And basically, she's dating a man. She thinks he's great. There's just one problem.
He does not like to share his food. They go out to a restaurant. He's like, you've got your plate. I've got mine. No sharesies.
Right.
Candy says, when my daughters and I go out, especially to Japanese Village, we love to share. But one day, a stranger sitting at the same table as us took a mushroom from my plate. I was absolutely disgusted. Now when we go to a Japanese Village, I always tell my girls to keep their hands to their own.
Yikes. Don't give anybody ideas.
Yeah.
I love mushrooms. I could see me doing that. You know, just
taking a shiitake off a stranger's plate?
I'll just take this.
A stranger's plate? Yeah, that's...
Maybe they were confused. Maybe they thought it was like their friend.
Maybe vibes were high.
Right.
You know, okay. You're getting a show at JP.
Yes.
Or JV.
B.
Whatever you call it. And next thing you know, everybody's sharing food, and then like they get too close. You're like, oh, grandma loves that. And then you're... So you just like cross that line.
And then next thing you know, you're a text at Kissin' Country. Emily says, what on earth is wrong with people nowadays? Phoning in about such a silly thing. This is so rude. She has her own plate. Eat from your own plate. Leave him alone.
Okay.
Harsh text, but don't let that stop you. We need these.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
It's tax time. Mm-hmm. You got your taxes done yet, Jack?
I do. And refund in hand, all done.
Yeah. Good.
You got a refund, my Daddy Warbucks?
Not very big.
Wow.
Yeah. How's your taxes? My tune.
Not done.
No.
When do you have to get it done by?
End of the month.
Okay. Yeah.
Though my wife,
If you owe money. Right.
Yeah, because the government... Yeah. They're not idiots.
No.
Say what you want.
Yeah.
If they're going to give you money, your job to get the money. But right. If they want your money,
yeah,
they're going to find it.
You better do it. You better file. So you've been telling us you're going to do your taxes for like a month and a half, I swear.
Yeah, I feel like every Friday you're like, it's tax weekend.
Well, then weekends come around, end of the day is when we normally do it after the kids are in bed.
Yeah.
And then it's just like we're too tired and exhausted from the day. So... The plan is, I think my wife is either going to take a lunch hour, come home and do it.
Right.
Today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Or we're going to let the kids stay at daycare longer, and then when she gets home from work, we'll do it.
You remember the good old days when your wife would come home for lunch and, you know, a little afternoon delight? Now you do taxes.
Afternoon taxes.
Too much information, but we have a baby Maxine now. Skyrockets in flight. Afternoon delight.
The tax return was good that year.
Sure.
You contributed. Okay.
Yeah.
The question is, who does your taxes? And
yeah, Matt's convinced you're a one percenter if someone else is doing your taxes.
No. I'm not saying people who don't make a lot of money or have capital gains don't go to H&R Block. Because, right. That's a tax service.
Right.
But, like, if you've got a guy... that you talk to all year round, like Jack and Chris, you're rich. Like, oh, I gotta talk to my tax guy. Yeah, my tax guy is in a cubicle in a mall.
I do like when they set up for the month of April.
Yes, right? Like that's not a tax guy.
Yeah.
But what if it's like, so our tax guy is a family friend who has known my family for years. So it's like more of like a
friend.
Is
he in a cubicle?
No.
That's the way.
Matt walks by to the food court, tells his kids, hey, kids, that's my guy.
Yeah.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast with Chris, Jack, and Matt.
Tax time. Who does your taxes?
Sam Lee texts in and says, I did my own on TurboTax actually last night. It cost me $90, and I even had live help. I was able to call a real person to ask questions when I was doing it at 8 o'clock at night.
Okay. Sam Lee, how long have you worked for TurboTax?
Right.
That's what we use, too, though. We use TurboTax. We don't do the live help because we think we get it right at the end.
Right.
Okay. They do offer that service.
Yeah, you know what? It's based on interpretation, if whether you got it right or wrong, really.
Sure.
You got it right, unless, of course, you get audited.
But I've always said, you guys couldn't use TurboTax with your multiple streams of income.
That's not true. They say it's for everyone.
TurboTax? Not for the influencers.
Ken from Lamont texted in and says, I've got the best tax prepper for 39 years. She's also a great cook, my wife Dawn.
Nice.
Lucky.
All right.
And shout out to my mom. She does the taxes for lots of the guys she works with.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Maybe she could do yours.
I don't want to see her to see how much I make.
Is that good or bad?
Bad.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
Jade Eagleson, it's called Telluride, Kissin' Country 103.9. It's 8:34 with Chris, Jack, and Matt. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, tomorrow morning we will be doing the show live from Friesen Brothers in Stony Plain, Friesen Fridays, as we're calling them. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to get out. So if you're in Parkland County, we'd love for you to stop by and see us. Maybe you live in Spruce Grove or
anywhere in that area.
Evansburg. I could throw out a bunch of names here. Entwistle. What other communities are in there?
Atchison.
Yeah.
Darwell. A little bit down the way.
But Darwell works.
Yeah.
Sure. Darwell works.
You're from
Wabman.
Wabman, yeah. Seba Beach.
Yeah. Yeah, we could just keep playing this game all day long.
Staring at each other, just coming up with Eastern or Western.
Yeah. Yeah, Texas.
If you're on Highway 16, come on down.
I mean, this is not just for people on the west side. If you're from Fort Saskatchewan or Sherwood Park, you can come too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But if you're from Morinville, you stay home.
What do you have against Morinville?
We're morons.
Did you just say that?
Obviously,
you know
I'm
we're
joking.
On the air.
Obviously, I'm joking. I love the community of Morinville.
Yeah,
and they're
you better.
As well.
Your next remote is probably going to be up there.
Yeah. Now. Hi, Matt. I'm in Morinville.
Somebody save me.
It doesn't smell like dog food anymore.
Some of my favorite people on the planet are from Morinville.
Mine too.
Yeah.
I can't name a single one. But I've met wonderful people in Morinville.
A shout out to Brent Melville.
Yeah, realtor to the stars.
Yeah, exactly. See, you know somebody from Morinville who now hates you. So
sure. The lovely couple we met on the cruise.
Yeah.
Forgot their names.
It's going well, Matt.
When Lieutenant McDonald, he was from there.
Oh, yeah,
ran
that's
the hair
true.
Massacre.
Yeah, there you go.
When you hit clay in this hole, you let us know.
Well, but instead of bedrock, it'll be dead rock.
Chris, Jack, and Matt. This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
The final hockey game in Phoenix, Arizona for now. There is speculation that another team, once they get a building built and once they make that all work out, a building that people want to go to. They had a really nice building, but it was just basically out of town. I can't remember where it was.
Glendale. I know. I went. It was very far out of town.
Yeah. So it was difficult for most. But that's where the football stadium is, too. And they got it's got a beautiful area there, but it just didn't work for hockey. So that's it. They're moving to Salt Lake City. Last night during the game, the Oilers were playing, and the crowd there was chanting, Salt Lake City sucks, Salt Lake City sucks.
Oh, really?
Well, of course. I mean, you know.
What are they supposed to say?
Yeah.
Way Goodbye. To go, Salt Lake.
We love Salt Lake.
They're taking their hockey team. But Dierks was there with his mom and apparently had a great time. But speaking of that, Matt's brother-in-law was there. And, you know, and a lot of people, the tickets were actually quite expensive to go to the final game because it's the final game and, you know, people want
to say you were there.
Exactly. And so our question this morning is, what is the final thing you've been to? I mean, funerals don't count.
Yeah. Okay. But like the end of something, the end of an era, maybe a restaurant closing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, let's go back to a day where Chris and I went to a last of something.
Yeah.
Yes.
We greased our way into the last game at Rexall Place.
We did, yeah.
You greased your way in.
Slimy like an eel.
But
we saw
that's
Paul Coffey
pretty...
Wayne Gretzky at the statue.
Yeah.
Came in, I got a nacho helmet.
Yeah.
Paul sang the anthem from the Videotron in memory.
Yeah.
I wept.
Yes.
Oilers won. We stayed for like the Q&A with everybody after.
Right. Yeah, it was great.
That is really cool.
It was great.
Like the last game at that Coliseum.
I still have the pamphlet they gave out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I still got the pictures on my phone of it, actually. Your wife came. She was very disinterested.
Well, hockey's not her thing. She likes the vibe.
Yeah.
She probably had a few cocktails. Yeah.
She was fine with it. Okay, 780-421-1039.
I don't really have, I don't think I've been to the last of anything. We did just get this text, and I'm so jealous. They say the last day that Red Robin was open in Alberta.
They went to the last Red Robin.
Oh, I feel bad for you.
So good.
Matt, it was awful. Don't be that way. Don't be a, what's he called again?
Potty Poopa?
That's one of them.
This is the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast.
We're talking about the last of things, like the Phoenix hockey game last night, Arizona Coyotes, their last game. Oilers lost the game 5-2, but you know what? I'll be honest with you. Watching that game didn't matter a lick for the Oilers. I just wanted them to play without getting injured.
Right.
And it was not a bad thing that, you know, for the crowd and for all their fans that they won the last game. I mean, they were playing for a lot of pride there, right? So it was all good the way it turned out. But we're talking about those kind of things in your world.
Atina says, last thing I went was the CFR at the Coliseum. I've been a six-pack holder ever since day one, so I've been to every single performance. I cried my face off. It was the end of an era.
I remember that last performance. Yeah. It was hard to believe, right? I still can't. You drive by the Coliseum or Rexall Place or whatever, you drive by it and you're just like, I still can't believe that it's not.
It's just empty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
This text says, the last night that the Druid was open, they live streamed the last concert the Hit played. I'm not a Hit fan, but I loved the Druid.
Mm-hmm. Me too. We danced on that dance floor. I met a girlfriend at the Druid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It was an iconic place, I think, in our city.
And somebody said they actually been to the Hip concert. I think it was Jerry or Jeremy said he was at the last Hip concert.
Yeah, Jerry, 2016 in Kingston. I was at that final concert. I've been to Woodstock twice, and it was the best concert I've ever been to.
Oh, I would say for sure. Yeah, for sure.
And listen to this. One last one from Dan.
Go.
Good morning, guys. My grandmother had a standby ticket for the Titanic. Thank God she didn't get on that one.
So here's the thing, Dan. If she would have got on and she would have died, Dan wouldn't be here.
Yep.
Wrap your head around that one, Dan. Hope you like your mortality, bud.
Thanks, Grandma.
Lucky she...
Thanks for listening to the Kissin' Country Chris, Jack, and Matt podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 on Kissin' Country. 103.9.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.